Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 23rd of February, 2015. The title, Do We Require Managers or Technicians? Part 1. When my pulp and paper writing started to gain notoriety many years ago, I received correspondence on two different occasions from a fine old professor, long retired, from a famous institution of learning in the pulp and paper industry. Quite elderly at the time, this gentleman gave me a written thrashing along the lines of, quotes, "How dare you write about the industry? You did not graduate from fine institution," end quotes. This bothered me. In earlier times, I had had dinner with him on several occasions, but obviously now when I poke my head out of my foxhole, it was not appreciated. In his eyes, I was not worthy. I hear a lot of discussions these days along the lines of, quotes, "What is wrong with this industry is it is run by a bunch of MBAs that don't know anything about pulp and paper," end quotes. I will agree that the industry is run by a bunch of MBAs that don't know anything about pulp and paper, but I will not agree that this is what is wrong with the industry. The reality is all industries these days are run by a bunch of MBAs that don't know anything about fill-in-the-blank industry. Why? Because these are the only people that know how to talk to the bankers and financiers on Wall Street. Even privately held large companies hire such MBAs as the go-betweens with their bankers.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Pauper Italo Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Pauper Italo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Financial, tax, and regulatory matters have become so complex that an entire breed of trained professionals has been created to talk in these circles. Your pulp and paper company could simply not operate without this layer of individuals today. Your company could not participate in the correct credit and equity markets without having them on board. Business has become so complex that these specialists are necessary in order to keep the money and paperwork in order. This is why you see top people move from CEO of a company in one industry to CEO of a company in another entirely different industry. Where the mistake comes is when these people, believing in their own ego's thoughts, think they actually know something about the companies where they sit as head. This is usually a disaster. The smart ones make sure they have some very bright, industry knowledgeable managers packed closely around themselves. And those managers are also bright enough to know what they are there to do, run the day-to-day business. Long gone are the simple days when an engineer or pulp and paper scientist with little or no other training can rise from the entry-level position to the CEO slot without a detour for further education or experiences. The last one I knew that did this was Bill Leidig, who started out as a green engineer at Great Northern and rose to CEO of that company, a position he held until the company was sold to Georgia Pacific back in the early 1990s. If you closely examine the best-run companies in the industry today, the top of the company is not dominated by one person, although necessarily one person holds the top job. Again, packed tightly around that person is a group of fine industry professionals, with everyone performing within their areas of expertise. What do you think? Tell us what you think of the individuals who run your company by taking our quiz online this week. For safety this week, safety has to be practiced from the top to the bottom. No excuses. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.